You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
This is where Wisconsin wakes up. It's Daybreak with Brian Noonan and Jamie Martinson. Here are your hosts, Brian and Jamie.
Good morning. Welcome to another week in what we can only assume will be a wonderful, wonderful 7 days in America. If the weekend is any indication, we are off to a fun start. I am Brian Noonan. Jamie is out this week. She's doing company business on the East Coast.
Business. So
she will be back with us next Monday. But as always, the boys are here. Frank, our executive producer, and Parker, our technical producer, are here. Gentlemen, good morning. Welcome. Another week of the boys running the asylum while Jamie is away, and we are going to we're going to be fine. We're going to be okay.
Yeah, they show a lot of confidence. I don't know if that's the best idea, but
no, it's dangerous.
Well, here's the thing. Well, let's be honest. Nobody else wants to work with us, and that's just fine. I don't need anybody else to work with us. The three of us are fine. We like having Jamie here, of course, so the four of us are a team, but sometimes people on the team have to take a day or do some business, and they are away, and we will endeavor. All right, when last we left this tawdry group of individuals, Frank, you were trying to decide, because yesterday was Mother's Day, so I hope all the moms or the people who fill that role had an enjoyable day yesterday. I know I saw my mom on Saturday and then treated my wife to a day of rest, basically, yesterday. Yes. Oh, wow. She loved it. I got up at normally I don't get up this early on a Sunday, but I got up at 5:30 yesterday morning so that I could be at Do Right Donuts when they opened at 6. I was
Great
the second
spot.
Person in line. Got my donuts, got home. The biggest thing was I was going to handle the dogs in the morning, because normally when I'm trying to sleep, the dogs start whining and they go and she gets up and she goes out and handles them. So I thought, well, I'll be up.
Yeah.
The dogs didn't make a sound. They didn't get up to move, nothing. They saw me sitting in my chair just waiting for them, and they just, so I'm
That's
like,
great.
I know, but I'm up. I'm staying up. So you might as well go out instead of just waiting. And then, you know, I made her brunch and she's a gamer. I said, what do you want for dinner? Because I'm recalibrating my weight loss starting today. And she was like, can we have wings? Like, yes,
yeah.
We can.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah,
so we had wings. We had mimosas. She got to just sit around and read all day. I had the laundry all done by 10 o'clock because I was up at 5:30.
Wow.
Look at you.
Yeah. But, Frank, there was the big quandary. And I think, if I may quote you, and Parker, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Frank said, do I have to drive all the way out to the suburbs for Mother's Day?
It's a good question. I don't know at what point. And I did.
You did.
I killed two birds with one stone. I saw my niece for her prom pictures.
All right.
Go ahead.
I saw this on social media. Parker, I don't know if you follow Frank. It's a fascinating follow on Instagram.
fascinating follow.
I saw two pictures. One was a young Frank in a tuxedo holding a small girl. And I thought, that's an inappropriate age range for a date. And then right next to it was Frank in his civilian clothes holding a grown young woman in a formal dress. And I thought, still age inappropriate, but she's dressed very nicely. What was your deal?
No, my niece, my goddaughter. So she came to my prom pictures back in 2011.
Oh my God.
Whoa. Yeah that is a young Frank right there.
That is young. I think that was the last time I had a fully clean shaven face.
Wow. Baby face Frank.
Handsome young Frank.
So for the past like 2 years or so, we've been joking like, so are we recreating this picture? And it got to the point where my niece wasn't sure if she was going to go to prom.
Okay.
So I was like, well, if you're not going, that's fine. Yeah. I think you should. It's your senior year. You should go.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was just deciding if she even wanted to.
Yeah.
It wasn't like she was sitting at home hoping someone would ask her.
No. She had somebody she wasn't sure if she wanted to go.
Okay.
That's fair.
So I was like, you should go. So I got a late text the other day saying, are you coming for pictures this weekend? And I was like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
You got to give me more notice than that.
True.
So I showed
up. You're busy. You're a busy man.
Look, yeah. But here's the thing. You know, you show up, you do a couple pictures, they write off.
Yeah.
And then you go, Mom, let's go to the movies. So I took my mom to see The Devil Wears Prada 2.
Wow.
Did that for Mother's Day.
Very nice.
Then I went home at night. It was pretty great.
Perfect. Everything works out.
You know what? Everything worked out.
That sounds very nice. Did your mom enjoy that? Spending
she
time
did.
With baby Frank at the movies?
She did. She enjoyed it.
Did you buy her popcorn?
Of course.
Of course. You got to have popcorn at the movies.
At least
Parker,
one bucket.
How did your families, you were having a big hootenanny.
We were having a big old family gathering, and the gathering was good. We saw everybody, went well. Got mom a thing of popcorn because she eats a lot of popcorn lately. So I'm like, all right, here you go.
Okay.
Normally it's here. Her candy of choice is Good and Plenty's, which I know. That's my thoughts as well. Ugh. Whatever floats your boat, though.
Not enough goods, too many plenty.
Too much plenty.
Yeah.
I'm a good and fruity.
Everybody loves Raymond, but go ahead.
No, good and fruities, I'm down.
But yeah, no. But. So she used to be, she is a still big fan of those, but she's getting off of the sugar, is what I'm led to believe.
Okay.
She's getting off
I love
the
way you say okay. She's getting off the sugar while she watches her stories.
Yes, she's getting off the sugar
programs.
While she watches her stories. So now she just has popcorn while she watches her stories.
Okay.
And so I got the kind of popcorn she gets for her. So there you go.
Like a big tin?
No, not in a big tin.
Well, I don't.
What kind?
When I hear popcorn gifts, I think of the big tin with like the three different kinds in there. You get some caramel, you get some regular, and you get
so bad.
I hate that. I first of all, if it's not movie theater popcorn, it's got to be caramel corn. Anything else is an abomination.
That's fair.
Cheese corn's amazing.
Anyway. Cheese corn is worthless.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
I'm talking English.
That is a bad
English,
take.
Frank.
We are on the air in Wisconsin.
No, that is a. I like cheese. In fact, some would say I love cheese. I despise cheese popcorn.
Dude,
that's a crazy
cheese
take.
Cheese popcorn's like the best. Ugh. Outside of movie theater popcorn, it's the best bagged thing
Stop.
You can get. I'm
Stop.
Trying
You're
so
still
hard
drunk
right
from
now.
The weekend.
I know. I'm trying so hard right now to not use foul language in this debate because I feel very strongly about this.
I see that, and that's
Parker,
fine.
Yes.
What kind of popcorn did you get her?
It was like 94% fat-free or something like that.
Like a Smart Pop kind of thing?
Smart food?
I think it was Kroger. I think it was normal popcorn.
Oh. I'm sorry. Smart Pop and Smart Food are both normal popcorn that you buy at the grocery store in a bag.
I get what he's saying.
Yeah, sure.
There was nothing fun to it.
No, there's
just
nothing fun to it.
Generic, bland, low-cal popcorn.
Yes. I don't know what it is. She has some kind of salt that she uses.
Does she mix her Good and Plenty's in there?
No, she's off the Good and Plenty's. That's the thing.
I'll be honest, man. I can't remember the last time. I don't know where your mom is getting these Good and Plenty's. She must have a pipeline in a cartel because I don't remember the last time I've seen Good and Plenty's or Good and Fruity's anywhere.
I believe Walgreens is where I get them when I get them for her.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if I've come to think of it, though, now that you say that, Brian, I don't know if I've ever seen him anywhere else. I'm not looking for him often.
I'm not looking for him either.
No.
Now I'll keep an eye peeled.
Text in 855-752-4842 if you have seen Good and Plenty's in the wild.
Oh, what a
very nice.
What a question.
Mm-hmm.
Parker, take it over. I want to go back to this prom thing with your niece. Did you go to prom?
I did. I went to four, actually.
Four. Ooh, look at
you.
I
was just that popular, Parker.
Wow.
That is a flex Monday morning. Four proms. That is ridiculous.
My girlfriend, junior and senior year of high school, went to a different school. So,
okay. So
I always had
to
do back to back. So, yeah. So, mine would be Friday. Hers would be Saturday.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Yeah,
you only had to
much.
Rent the tux for the weekend.
True.
That's good.
But it was too much.
Yeah, that is too much. One prom was too much. It was awful. I made the mistake of breaking up with my girlfriend a week before prom, and we still
Why
went.
Why would you do that?
You still went?
Yeah, we still went.
Oh.
It was horrible. Yeah, you don't make battles, that face, Frank. Brian. I know I'm not stammering.
Young Brian.
I didn't handle things well. I made a lot of mistakes in my life. One of them was going to prom with a girl that I had broken up with. And then not only did we go to prom, it was a nightmare.
Did you go camping the next day?
The next day we had so after prom there was a party at this one house. Then the next day, we were going to somebody's cottage in Michigan City, mm-hmm. Indiana. My mom hosted a big breakfast for everybody going to the thing. So now I'm with her at prom, wishing I was there with somebody else. Then we go to this party. Then we go to my house for breakfast. Then we go to Michigan City, and the whole time I'm miserable. Then I have to drive her all the way back home at the end of the weekend. It was horrific. My whole high school experience sucked. I'm not going to lie. 4 years of misery. All right. I'll take them one at a time.
We've got a couple minutes.
I'll try not to treat you like a Trump press member.
Thank you. So what was the reason for the breakup?
I don't know. Just that I could not commit to anything. I was just over it, I guess.
But you have 1 week.
I know,
bro. You're locked in at that point.
I don't know why. I still can't remember. I remember telling her in the front seat of my red Gran Torino Sport, parked behind her father's apartment building, because her parents were divorced. So I was dropping her off at her dad's. And I remember the little parking lot. I remember it all. I don't remember the reason. But I remember her saying, can we still go to prom? And I went, yeah.
Oh,
brother. All right.
Dude, I'm not saying it was the best move. It's not. In hindsight, but I'm telling you, my whole high school experience was awful. This is not therapy. We're not going to get into it. But prom was a nightmare.
Real quick, any young men listening out there that still have prom to go to? And you're with a nice young lady, and you're like,
or even if she's not that nice,
and I need to get out of this as soon as possible. You have the deadline, I'd say, is 2 weeks before prom.
Yeah.
You got to give her a 2 week notice.
Right.
One week's not nearly enough.
No, no, it's not. None of it was good. None of it was smart. I'm not giving this as a blueprint to the youngsters.
What was one last question on this?
Sure.
Brian. If you remember, what was the big slow dance song that year?
Ooh, man. For some reason, Wonderful Tonight is popping into my head, but I don't know if that was it by Eric Clapton.
Clapton?
Yeah, I don't know if that was the one. I blocked out 99% of it. I know I wore a red tie. That's all I remember. And I know I rented the tux, obviously. I wasn't as evolved as I am now to own a tux. But who is in high school? Yeah, so when people say they don't want to go to prom, I'm like, that's cool. I get it. I would definitely advise against it unless you're, I don't know, really popular or have a date or, you know, have Parker giving you hand signals like, you got to go to prom. And I'll say, no. I shan't.
You don't have to go to prom, let me tell you.
No, you don't.
I had a weird
Parker. Did you not go?
Well, I had COVID, Frank.
Oh, you were COVID prom.
COVID prom?
I had a strange prom my senior year.
Ooh.
Fair.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk more prom at another time, obviously. But after this, we must talk about Pennsylvania. Why? Because they're suing character AI because of who the AI posed as. Oh, this is a good one. It's Daybreak. I'm Brian Noonan. This is the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Across the state of Wisconsin, Daybreak with Brian and Jamie is back.
Good morning. Yes, I'm going to try to remember, Parker. Jamie's not here to start talking, and then I just... So I usually doze in those few seconds, And then I hear Jamie stop talking. I wake up. But, hey, I'm Brian Noonan. Welcome. We're glad you're here. If you want to get involved in the program at any time, you can jump in 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Hope everybody had a lovely weekend and is ready to get back into the swing of things. If you're wondering, Jamie will be back next week. She is this week, she's not on vacation. This week, she's actually doing company business, and she's out on the East Coast, so she will be back next Monday. That's the plan anyway. They don't really tell me much. I just show up and I start talking, and then Parker flails his hands at me and I stop talking. That's it. You know, if you're watching on stream, you go, boy, it's gotta be much more complicated than that. But it really isn't.
Not much.
It's just that Parker says 10 seconds and I wait, and then Jamie talks and I start talking, and then Parker waves his hands and I stop talking.
Yeah.
It's really, I'm pretty much a trained chimp. It's like the lights come on and that's it. Roger from Stevens Point texted in, I was amazed when my daughters went to prom how many of the young men didn't know how to tie a tie. That doesn't surprise me at all, Roger. Come on. It's 2026. Most people, the finer things in life. I had to learn to tie a tie my freshman year in high school because I was on the basketball team. And so when we traveled, we had to wear a tie.
Yep.
So I learned to tie a very simple four-in-hand knot. Now, you know what gets me, Parker, and this is very bougie.
You're fancy smancy. So
I tie my own bow tie.
Okay.
You know.
I like it.
And
yeah.
That's
a skill.
Yes, I'll take it.
I can't tie a bow tie. I don't know how to tie a bow tie. I can tie a tie.
It's easy. And I've learned now to tie a couple different regular tie knots, mm-hmm. like a half Windsor and whatnot. Oh. But tying a tie is pretty simple. Just the basic four in hand knot is simple.
Yeah.
So guy, here's Frank gave a tip to young guys, because we have a lot of high school kids listening to the show on the way to school.
Yes,
because
it's 6:25.
I am the voice of a generation, Parker. Not their generation.
No.
I don't know whose generation, but a generation. Yeah. We'll just leave it there. So, yeah, learn to tie a tie. That'll serve you well down the road. All right. Now, we talk about AI a lot. AI can be a very useful tool. It can also be something that strikes fear and dread into the hearts of a lot of people because we see it taking over in places where, you know, if you're trying to find a job, for instance, and you're trying to use AI to do your resume and your cover letter, and you know AI is looking at the resumes, the human connection is out of that search. Well, would it surprise you that AI is making its way into the medical field? It is. The state of Pennsylvania is suing Character AI to stop the company's AI chatbots from posing as doctors and offering medical advice. Oh, that's reassuring, isn't it? You go online to try to, you know, I've got some sort of malady. Am I talking to a doctor? Yes, you are. Oh, can you give me advice? Yes, I can. They're all robots to me, Parker. Everything AI is robots.
I mean, they should be.
They are. They're our overlords.
Concerned.
Anyway, that is, if AI is offering medical advice, it's in violation of state medical licensing rules. You can't pretend you're a doctor. I mean, we all know that in real life. We should also assume that in AI life. State officials have said that they're investigating, and they found that the company's chatbots, which present themselves as fictional characters, have also claimed to be licensed medical professionals. So an illustration of a woman reaching out toward an artificial person. Pennsylvania deserves to know who or what they are interacting with online, especially when it comes to their health, according to Josh Shapiro. He is, of course, the Pennsylvania governor. He said in a statement announcing that the lawsuit was filed last week, "We will not allow companies to deploy AI tools that mislead people into believing they are receiving advice from a licensed medical practitioner." I honestly never thought, and I hadn't thought about it until recently, I never thought I'd live in a day when we had to worry about that. We were talking about ICU units last week, if you were listening, and if you weren't, you can always go to Spotify and listen to podcasts of the program, stuff you missed. So, you know, that's a little hint. We call back stuff that we've done on the show before, and you can always say, did they really? Yes, go to Spotify, download the podcast. Why don't you just subscribe? That's the easiest way. Then they pop up. You can listen to us at your leisure. But the point is, I would have never thought about, you know, ICU units not having doctors and having to use the remote doctors, the little roll-in things, and those are kind of robots because they're those automated carts. They roll in and they have an iPad screen where the doctor's face pops up, and it is very, you know, science fiction-y. But now we have to worry about AI imitating doctors. In one case in this that they cited in this Pennsylvania lawsuit, the state alleged the character an IA bot named Emily claimed to be a licensed psychiatrist. The chatbot's description on Character AI's platform read, "Doctor of Psychiatry, you are her patient." Now, that's according to the lawsuit. A state investigator started a conversation and described feeling sad and empty. Wow. Get in line, pal. The chatbot allegedly, quote, mentioned depression and asked if the investigator wanted to book an assessment. Now, asked whether it could assess if medication might help, the bot allegedly responded, "Well, technically I could. It is within my remit as a doctor." You're not a doctor. You're an AI chatbot. Well, this is not the first time Character AI has faced a lawsuit. They've done it before over harms allegedly involving its chatbots. In January, it settled multiple lawsuits brought by families who claimed that Character AI contributed to suicides and mental health crises among children and teenagers. The terms of those settlements were not disclosed. This is the Wild West, and we really, really have to push for oversight and legislation that is going to control this kind of thing. Because that is dangerous, especially when you're dealing with any health issue. But when you're dealing with somebody with mental health issues, it is very dangerous. When we come back, should schools get rid of homework? The debate rages on. It's Daybreak. I'm Brian Noonan, and this is the Civic Media.
Want to join in on the conversation? Call or text 855-75-CIVIC. Now back to Brian and Jamie.
Good morning. I'm Brian Noonan. Welcome to Daybreak. Jamie's out of town this week. We'll remind you a few more times, and then she'll be back next week. So that's good for us to know. If you want to get involved in the program, especially when I ask you a question like this, do you think schools should do away with homework? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If your kids come home from school and all of a sudden they've got, you know, they've spent, what, 6 hours at school, 7 hours at school, then they come home and they've got to do another couple hours. I know that was the bane of my existence in high school because I went to a Jesuit high school and they said, oh, you've got to have at least 2 hours of homework every night. And I'm like, dude, I already sat through your boring stuff all day. Now you're going to send me home and I got to sit through your boring stuff all night, which, Parker, that's the philosophy that explains my GPA. So, and how I went from being in the top, like the top 30 kids accepted into high school to I left. As you said before, I was done. So I got well out. Done. I did not get out in that top 30 though.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I was like, I don't want to hear it. Len is listening in Madison on WMTX. He said, growing up on a farm, homework had an entirely different meaning for me. True. True. Yeah. I complained about having to do, you know, history and geography and my Latin homework for 2 hours a night. You go home and actually are doing physical. If you lived at a farm as a kid, you were doing physical labor, which is probably why you can, you know, bench press a hay bale. You don't have to, you know, you don't need a personal trainer. You had life to give you a personal trainer. Well, one of the story I was looking at was talking about one district, but it's happening all over the country. No more homework has been the thing that's gone on. And I know in my district when I was teaching, and granted, now this was elementary school, they really didn't give out homework because a lot of times, I believe homework, especially when you're a little kid, is a couple of worksheets, and then the teachers collect them, and they, for months, they just keep getting this box of homework, and then they'll go through and they'll put a little star on it, or, you know, when you're in first grade, who cares about homework? Anyway, so a lot of school districts are getting rid of this. Parents in some of the districts have asked for extra homework if you notice your kid is struggling, but that is contingent on the parents caring enough to say, I want to do some more work with my children. And sometimes That's just no. So the reason this is happening all over the country is because parents have been complaining, like I just did, about their kids having to come home. They've spent all day in school, and now they're expected to do another few hours of homework. They're also saying that, look, some of the time, parents can't really help because I was really good at helping Molly with her homework up to a certain point, just with her math. Once she got into like junior and senior year in high school and was doing AP math stuff, I was out. There's no chance. I could not do it. I don't know what my block was all through school with math. Jamie has said she has been bad at math. I am horrible at math. I'm good enough at like percentages and I, you know, adding, subtracting and that and dividing it. I could still do long division, which is fun. Yeah, Parker, you ever do long division?
Not well.
I could do long division all day. Wow. But then it got into like geometry and algebra and stuff. And I'm like, solve for unknown. Well, it's unknown. How can I solve it? I don't know. It's an X. That's an alphabet. That's a letter. Why do you have letters and numbers together? What am I, Copernicus? I don't want to get into any of this. I had no desire.
This is a
and
fair line
no
of
desire
thought.
And no aptitude.
Yeah, this is
mostly
entirely
no
fair.
Effort.
Yeah,
I'll take the heat. It was also the way things were taught back in my day, Parker. I watched a young teacher teach a fourth grade lesson about fractions, and all of a sudden everything clicked because I was like, "Oh my God! If they had taught me math this way, like I get it now. I hope I'm a little smarter than I was when I was in fourth grade, a little." I'll qualify it.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? That is the question, Brian.
Most fifth graders nowadays, yeah. I'd smoke.
True. The bar is lowering. Yeah.
I have no doubt. Yeah, the bar is lower. Am I smarter than, you know, a fifth grader in this country? Yes. Am I smarter than a fifth grader in some other countries? It might be a nail biter. We'll take it down to the final question.
You know, that's fair. We had a foreign exchange, and this was in high school. We had a foreign exchange guy from Norway who was doing stuff that I had never heard of in our physics class. I'm like, dude, you suck.
Dude, you're building a rocket in my backyard. What are you doing?
Yeah. We had to do
this old thing.
We had to do so much. He was like my lab partner, too. That sucked. that wasn't good.
Yeah, you can't really contribute a lot to your partnership.
No.
When you're working with popsicle sticks and he's working with nuclear rods.
Or sometimes he's doing like nuclear stuff and I'm like, dude, the answer's 4 + 5.
Oh.
It's easy. So,
yeah, you don't have to complicate it.
No.
Easy there, Nils.
Yeah.
Let's just roll it back a little bit. So educators are saying, yeah, we got to roll back homework because, quite frankly, one of the big issues, and we talked about it with the last story, is AI and stuff. So because of that, we're moving away from homework. Federal data shows that the amount of math homework, however, assigned to fourth and eighth grade students in particular has been steadily declining for the past decade. That might sound okay, but research is complicated. Some studies show that students who spend more time on homework perform better than their peers. That, again, that's the kind of study where I go, I could have told you that. What'd you spend on that study? $2 million? I'd have done it for $25,000. You would have come to me and go, you think kids who do their homework more do better on tests and things? Yeah. Where's my check? See, I just did a little homework and I made some money. What do you think about that? So, for example, a longitudinal study released in 2021 of more than 6,000 students, they're not from here, Germany, Uruguay, and the Netherlands. There's your Netherlands again, Parker. I know you said, did you say Norway?
I said Norway. But you
well,
know
that's
what?
Close to
close
the Netherlands.
Enough. We're Americans. We don't know.
Listen, geography is hard. I don't know what's up there. Holland, Netherlands, Dutch, Norway.
I think two of at least two of those are the same place.
I know the Netherlands and Holland are the same place, but
the Dutch.
I know they're all the little hangy down parts up at the top of Europe.
I'll take your word for it.
That's where Sweden and Norway and the Netherlands are. So anyway, these kids, they found that lower performing students who increased the amount of time they spent on math homework performed better in math even 1 year later. Other studies, however, suggest homework has minimal outcomes on academic performance. A 1998 study of more than 700 U.S. students, that's a lot, led by a researcher at Duke, found more homework assigned in elementary school had no significant effect on standardized test scores. The researchers did find small positive gains on class grades as they looked at both test scores and the proportion of homework students completed. So one thing all of the experts can agree on, and maybe this was my problem, in math, homework is very important. So, you know, I would argue that if you have kids in kindergarten through like third or fourth grade, spend, you know, 15 minutes just reading a book. Doesn't have to be a school book, just any book. Just do any kind of reading. That's important. But when it comes to math, practice, 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 because the debate over homework has gone back and forth. And while public opinion has changed, one thing that doesn't is homework in math is a good way. Because they said it's all complicated, like we've said. There's no good way to isolate the amount of time spent on homework and its effects, but it is important in math. It may take one student 5 minutes to complete a math problem, might take another student 45 minutes on it. One student might just say, I'm done, get up and walk away and never do it again. But just like playing a violin or hitting a baseball, this is the expert saying, any other skill that requires training, there is evidence that students need practice to master academic subjects, particularly in math. Some experts worry the overall decrease in homework could be a problem for math achievement at a time when math scores across the country are already at a dismal level. Low, low, low. So maybe it's time to just do, because do you remember, Parker, having to do your multiplication tables? You just ran them nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
My mom and dad were, I still have troubles with nines.
Oh, nines still, are easy. Nines are the easy ones.
I know, because now I just subtract a one.
Exactly.
But they don't teach you that. They teach you got to know the multiplication tables. Mm. And nines threw me off. I don't know what it was. Now, any other number with nine, I knew how to do it. You know, one times nine, two times nine. But if you were nine times something, it suddenly threw me. Like I had some weird the order of the numbers.
That's
interesting. I was math dyslexic, perhaps. Huh.
Interesting.
I don't know. But yeah, so math is the one place you got to have homework. I think for little kids, and it differs. But here's my unofficial opinion as an former educator. When you have little kids, like I said, a little bit of reading, but that's fun. That's like at bedtime, you get out a book and you let the kids read a couple of pages and you help them read. That's not homework. Or maybe, you know, we have a spelling test on Friday and the kids usually have about 10 words. Maybe you just go over those 10 words real quick. Again, that's like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It's not making kids sit down with a pencil and paper or with their iPad and go through and do all kinds of drills. Because little kids need time to decompress from being at school. They need time to run around. They need time to touch grass and just be a kid. Then as you get older and the subjects get a little more complicated, a little bit of homework. But man, the days when my teachers would say, oh, read three chapters tonight, and we want two pages. That was just one class. Now you multiply that by six classes, seven classes in a day. What am I, a full-time job? I have softball practice. I have lounging. Parker was going to get high under the stands at the stadium. He didn't have time for homework. None of us did. We were all doing things. Parker was a good boy. He didn't do any of those things. I just paid a picture because I always see Frank later, and I'm talking to Frank. He's the voice of God, but we'll have to talk to Parker about exaggerations on the radio. Everything is not, this is all not true, Parker. A lot of it is true.
Some of it is truth
exaggerated a tiny bit.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is you shouldn't spend 6 to 8 hours in school and then have to put in another 6 to 8 hours doing homework.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. You have a life. The only way to become a well-rounded human being is to have other things to do. Homework will enhance it. So do your math homework. Have your kids do their math homework and then figure out other ways to do stuff. Okay, we love good animal stories here on Daybreak. We love to follow things. This is Look to the Skies, Wisconsin, because when I come back, there is something flying overhead in this state that is not supposed to be here. This is an animal. This is an animal from another part of the world, Parker. We don't know how it got here.
Is it from
We don't know
ones?
Where it's going, but it's here, and it could be overhead right now.
Whoa.
Don't forget, you can always call in 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can go to our new social media pages on Instagram and Facebook. It's Daybreak with Brian and Jamie. You can download the Civic Media app for free, and you can also subscribe to the podcast on Spotify. Do all those things during this break. It's Daybreak. I'm Brian Noonan on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Local news, community stories, and the conversations that matter most. Now, more Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
Good morning. Yeah, the boys are back in town. The woman is out of town. Jamie is off this week. She's not off. She's working, but she's doing company business. We should have just had her pipe in. It's only, what's it? She's on the East Coast, so it's
yeah,
right now
it's
7:52 out there.
Yeah.
He'd do the show.
Yeah.
What time's her meeting? What, she's sleeping in? Just relaxing?
Well, if her plane situation worked.
Oh, that's right. Yes. If you missed last week, we'll just do this real quick. There was a lot of many conundrums with their flights out. Is a last minute flight for business, and I don't know if they have to drive to Saskatchewan and then catch a puddle jumper over to Nome, Alaska, and then go down to San Diego, over to Orlando, and then up to Boston.
I believe so. There might have been a landing in Lake Ontario at one point. Yes,
you're right. Yes. It was a long itinerary, and yes. I may have missed a spot, but you are correct. all right, speaking of planes and things that are in the sky, if you go out today, keep your eyes peeled because some Wisconsinites have seen an unlikely and puzzling sight in the skies above Wisconsin, a giant bird that is native to Africa with an 8 to 10 foot wingspan. That would terrify me. I would be enthralled, but I would also be terrified if I saw some sort of bird. It is some sort of stork. It has been identified because people have taken pictures of this thing. Because who's seen a bird that big flying around Wisconsin? Not a lot of us. So it is a marabou stork. It naturally lives in sub-Saharan Africa, which, if you know anything about geography, or at least have seen The Lion King, you know is an entirely different ecosystem than Wisconsin. So that begs the question, where did this thing come from? It grows to be nearly 5 feet tall. Now, that's according to SeaWorld's website. You know it's not popular around Wisconsin if we have to check SeaWorld to get our information. It's not like we could just go to the Wisconsin DNR and they go, oh, yeah, the marabou stork, they're here all the time from sub-Saharan Africa. No, they're not. So people have reported seeing the bird in Fond du Lac, Sheboygan, Appleton, and Green Bay areas between May 4th and May 8th. So this is there's Facebook posts everywhere of people keeping track of this giant bird. They asked, just like you and I would ask, where did the bird come from? Jessica Saunders is a former wildlife rescuer in Fond du Lac. She's been tracking the stork's whereabouts. And it sounds like the stork is doing something sinister. And I don't believe it is. I think it's just doing what storks do, trying to find a way back to Africa. So she said she first became aware of the stork last week. It had been reported in the Fond du Lac area May 6th. She tried to catch the bird in Sheboygan on May 7th, but did not have any luck. It was reported in Appleton and Green Bay on May 7th in the evening. It returned to Sheboygan in May 8th. So we're seeing it. People are reporting it. She said that while the stork does not currently seem to be having a different difficult time surviving by itself, she worries about its ability to survive in the Midwest when the temperature gets cold in the fall. Well, it's got to make it through the summer first. Temperatures are going to get hot. But it's not, to paraphrase Matthew Broderick in, what movie was it? I don't remember, but he said, it's not hot. It's Africa hot. It gets hot in Wisconsin. It doesn't get Africa hot, sub-Saharan African hot. She said she's hoping it'd be that the bird could be rescued because that would be what's best. Now, it does have a tag on its leg, so it was somewhere, and it had been identified by somebody and handled by humans, but it escaped from captivity. Still nobody knows. I'll be honest. If I see a giant stork landing in my backyard, the last thing I'm going to do is try to run up and wrestle it to the ground and capture it. I'm going to keep my distance because if you've seen pictures of this, its beak is very large. Again, its wingspan is 8 to 10 feet wide. Now, it's got little stork legs, so maybe you sweep the leg, Daniel-san, and everything is fine. But still, you got to get close enough. You got to get inside that beak, that pecking weapon, to really get to sweep that leg. So both the Wisconsin DNR and the USDA Wildlife Services said their agencies are not involved in efforts to locate and capture the bird. Why? The DNR said it doesn't deal with escaped pets or zoo animals, and the USDA Wildlife Services says it's rarely tasked with locating birds escaped from captivity. Okay, well, then I guess it is up to us as citizens of Wisconsin to keep our eyes peeled. Now, I'm going to leave it to you to do your own research on how you would actually trap a stork that lands in your yard. Parker, what do you think you would do? Would you try to use a net, garbage bag?
I don't know. This thing looks like a dinosaur. Cold cock
it?
Have you looked at it?
It looks like a pterodactyl.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looks like. Because that beak is scary long on this thing.
It's freaky.
And a 10-foot wingspan?
That's crazy.
Prehistoric.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen large birds flying around. Nothing to compare with this size.
I don't think I have anything big enough to actually net this thing.
No.
If it spreads its wings, I'm screwed.
That's true. If you walked up to it and, you know, it just did the crane.
Yeah.
The stork did the crane from Karate Kid. Now, Len's in Madison. He texted in at 855-75-CIVIC. Sounds like a zoo escapee. Yes, but no. But you would think that a zoo would put out, maybe they only put it out in their local area that they've had this marabou stork escape. But you'd think once it hits the news, and there's been a lot of coverage of this stork in Wisconsin, some zoo is going to go, because I'm betting the Google alerts for marabou stork are not, you know, you're not getting thousands of them where you go, another one I have to look through. No, marabou stork is going to pop up once. That's going to be it. All right, well, keep an eye out. I would like to see it. I'm not going to encounter it. I'm going to, you know, or try to engage it. I would look at it and go, that's pretty cool looking. When we come back, it's Blank You Need to Know and a whole lot more of the second hour of Daybreak coming your way. I'm Brian Noonan. This is the Civic Media Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.